Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, the queen of the little people, Miss 100%. We want you to holler at us. So the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, you can call in at 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama page. We also want you to socialize with us. You know, so when you go to our Smooth Drama page, you can join our Yahoo group, Facebook, My Yearbook, Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me. I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. But I know, of course, y'all not really trying to hear me. You really want to holler at the queen of the little people. So, queen of the little people.
Yeah.
Where they can get you.
Well, the same places, of course. On Facebook, I'm known as Miss 100%, and that's spelled out. And then if they want to get up close and personal, you know, or they want to talk shit, whatever you want to do, you know, whatever you feel like doing, I'll roll with you. Miss100% at yahoo.com is the email address. Or you can follow me on Twitter, and it's the number 100% on Twitter.
You think you got a lot of stalkers?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
No, I wouldn't call them that.
You wouldn't call them stalkers?
Well, I wouldn't call them stalkers.
You would call them fans?
I would call them friends.
Friends?
Yeah. We're friends.
You know, Biz Markie is somewhere singing, "You, you got what I need." But you say they just some friends.
They are. They're friends. They're some cool people. You know.
Huh? Yeah. All right, cool. Now, you have a friend in Florida?
I know some people from Florida.
All right. Well, you know, y'all know if you listen to the show that I have a fascination with naked robbers. People who commit crimes and do stuff naked. It's just, I can't help it. It's hypnotic for me. I can't stay away from naked stories. Because I just think that it's funny when you get folks who just decide, you know, I'm going to do these crimes naked. For no reason whatsoever. I just want to be naked. Birthday suit. On display, what? So when I saw Milton Hodge out of Florida, who had the nerve, he was supposedly browsing for mango and banana trees, and instead of paying for his plant products, he held a scissor against the neck of a clerk. Then he eventually fled and jumped over the wall of a nudist resort nearby.
Wow.
Once inside, he reportedly threatened colony residents with a knife and jacked a golf cart from a security guard.
Wait a minute. Never mind. Go ahead. Finish with the story because I got some questions.
Yeah, that's the story. That's all that needed to be said.
So did he? Okay.
He didn't get naked, though.
Okay.
I mean, who breaks into it? Who jumps in and tries to be in disguise as a nudist colony and you keep your clothes on?
Maybe he was shy.
Man, all the times we talk about folks doing stupid crimes, I mean,
naked. Here's the perfect opportunity to get naked during the crime
and blend in.
You don't say you get naked.
Right.
Yeah, something's wrong with you.
And then you try to steal a golf cart to get a golf cart? Where are you going in a golf cart? 5 miles an hour. They walk in next to you like, where are you going, homie?
Maybe, I don't have an excuse. I was going to make up something, but I'm going to leave it alone since I can't stop laughing. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's being held without bail. He don't need bail. I mean, because if you dumb enough to think you're going to get away in a golf cart and trying to hide in a nudist colony with your clothes on, you know, we talk about dumbasses. We offer special helmets. I'm just thinking, maybe we just need to change it to the Milton Hodge Award.
I think that's a great idea because, yeah, he's a special kind of dumbass. All right,
the Milton Hodge special helmet.
Special kind of dumbass. You got to be a special kind of dumbass to get the Milton Hodge Award.
Well, the crime, I mean, trying to steal mango and banana trees, really?
Right, dude, really?
I mean, that was gangster. I got mangoes, bitches.
Y'all ain't fly like me, bitches. I got no bananas on me. Oh, y'all wish y'all had it like me.
Oh, I know, huh?
I'm making banana nut bread, banana nut muffins. I just got banana nut everywhere.
And to make it bad, you know, when they talk about the stereotype of black folks, I mean, I guess you can say, hey, that's different, even though that's not one of the brighter crimes.
Yeah.
And he's stealing mango and banana trees.
Maybe
I guess he's
hungry,
he's going green with his crime.
Maybe he's hungry.
Yeah, obviously. But if they're small enough for him to steal, they're not big enough for him to grow anything to eat. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Milton Hodge Special Helmet Award goes to Milton Hodge. This is for you, for all you do.
I think he's one of the guys who's been eating that pork, you know, the tapeworm.
Yes, there's a tapeworm in his head.
Yeah, something just.
Now, there's also, because we talk about stereotypes and people who deserve special awards. There's this girl who, her seller name is K-Bug1978. She's supposedly selling farts in the jar. Posted it on eBay.
Really?
Yeah. She says healthy food has given her some pretty harsh smelling gas. The kind that burn when they come out.
This nasty bitch thinks somebody want to sniff. But you know what? Let me slow my roll. Because
yeah.
Some freaky motherfucker out there that's going to pay top dollar to smell her farts in a jar. So I just need to stop. Because remember, it's 2012, we got 6 months left.
Yes.
And anything goes. We no longer try to figure out why crazy people are crazy or dumb people do dumb shit. It just, anything goes. That's the rule from now on.
Yeah, because it's a jar with invisible gas in it.
Yeah. So, what the fuck is this tripping?
So.
Like, who thinks of that? Yeah. What can I do to make some money? I ain't got nothing. I know what.
I just want to know, can she sell it?
I sell a jar of fun.
I mean, because what happened is she opens it up and they say, well, you opened it up and the smell went away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. The winning bid was $250.
Wait. What do you mean?
$2.50.
Oh.
Yes.
So she was auctioning.
Yep. Only off
of Jabbar Park.
Yep.
Wow.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, world.
That's what it's all about. 6 months. We got 6 months left. Also, you know, if we got 6 months left and you're trying to make it happen and you want to have it as enjoyable as possible, you know, I always talk about these stupid studies that they have. There's a study that's saying that older women from 55 to 80 have higher frequency of orgasmic satisfaction.
I believe it. I believe it. I don't know what else to say. I believe it. I think an old woman will rough your ass up. I think an older woman will put you in a hospital.
Yeah.
And if you question your manhood, like, damn, why can't I keep up with this old bitch? Why I should be able to just wear her out. No, you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. The older a woman get, the hotter she gets.
Mm. It's just for some reason I'm just getting grandma in.
Wait now. Okay, please with the mental, please.
Yeah, I'm trying to clear it out. That's why I'm stuck. You know, you start thinking about homie's grandma, it's like, yeah. What's up, young buck? I got something for you. It's horrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Moving on.
Please. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now that I've made myself ill. Give myself a special helmet for making myself ill talking about it. What's not making me ill, though, you know, John Edwards' trial is still going on.
Well, that makes me ill anyway, the fact that there is a trial going on, to be honest with you. But anyway, sorry about that. Go ahead. You know, I digress.
Yeah, well, what happened is, I guess one of the jurors in the trial is straight up flirting. One of the female alternates, she's getting her eye on with him. She smiles, they smile at each other, she giggles, he blushes, and he's just making it happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He looking at her like, bitch, if I was going to jail, I would tear your ass up. If I do go to jail, you know.
But
she's funny.
You'd
be able to buy some
time
with her.
I know, huh? Well, I think ain't conjugal visits only for a wife. Although he is kind of powerful, so.
If you rich and powerful, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, but if he's really rich and powerful, he's going to get off anyway. So.
I mean, he shouldn't even be on trial anyway, but we ain't going to talk about that. It's just the fact that I just feel like somebody put her there for him to try to get at her because they know that's his thing. You know, he like women. He can't control himself. That he, you know, he like women.
Right. And, I mean, a man liking women is, I mean, is that really a shock?
That's a, no. But the thing is, you have to be able to control yourself. And that's what they betting on. You know, they try to, we talked about the jury tampering thing, you know?
Well, I mean, she's an alternate, so she's sitting on the sideline. It's just the fact that, I mean, like you said, one, he's on trial. Two, it's an alternate. I don't see the big deal in it. I mean, John Edwards is probably like, hey, don't hate the player, hate the game.
John Edwards is fine, though. I'm sorry. He's fine.
Yeah, I'm looking at John Edwards. He's like, yeah, as soon as they say not guilty, me and you.
I'll add that.
Yep, he is tapping that night. They might not even make it to the house. In the limo on the way.
Right. So, whoever the old last baby's mama was, you already know what happened to the last wife. You might as well get over it and move over because you already know what type of man he is. He don't stay for long.
Yeah, well, you know, they're saying that there are people who are mad at this whole thing, and obviously the people who are making it such a big deal that he's on trial. That they, we even talking about this wasting money in the first place, talking about something as foolish as saying, oh, well, he may have been getting a hookup with the money that was supposed to be used for the campaign. I'm like, they all hooked themselves up. I'm like, didn't, once again, Newt Gingrich get his ass bleached with government money?
Right.
That was not for the campaign, because obviously he has not been showing us his ass.
You know what? It's really crazy because drugs, hoes, and politics go hand in hand. I don't understand why anybody is surprised or shocked about this whole thing. Move the fuck on. Like, we got other stuff to worry about.
Yeah, and I guess if that is your thing, then we gonna take you back to the old school. It used to be what we call now talk to the hand. Back in the day, it was the gas face. And anyway, this is third base. We gonna give all them people hating on John Edwards, because they are the gas face.
Third base.
Hey, yo, man, my label mate, Don Newkirk, man, step to him.
Thanks, Search. And now for the Prime Minister.
What do we think about Hammer?
together you got to smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Third Base, the gas face. That's some funny shit.
Yeah, you try to give people the gas face, you end up getting a damn headache. So I don't know.
So just give them the Miss 100% state face. Just make it easier.
Yes, here in Smooth Drama, we handing out stink face.
Yeah, much easier.
Yes, we are not settling for the jumper. I'm penetrating. I'm going to the hole. When I throw the alley-oop, 100's coming backwards. You best believe you meeting her at the rim, that ass is hitting you in the face.
She's wrapped around the head. I'm just saying, stay out my way.
Bam! Take it. Bask in it.
You know that is so disgusting, but it's funny to me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, like wrapped around the head. That's just funny. No reason whatsoever.
Wow.
What you know about prostitution, 100?
Wait a minute. What the hell you trying to say?
I ain't saying you're a prostitute. That ain't what I was implying.
You know the black girl, the attitude black girl. Wait a minute, hold on. What you trying? You know, imagine I'm moving my neck and popping my mouth. I don't know what kind of sister you think I am. Now I'm just saying, I know a lot about prostitution.
Yeah. What we talking about here? There's Mao Tsujiyama, who is a self-described asexual from Tokyo, who cooked up and served his own penis to five dinners at this banquet last month.
Oh, Lord.
I guess what he did was he tweeted, "I am offering my male genitals, full penis, testes, scrotum as a meal for 100,000 yen."
Can I ask you a question? This is just a question.
Yeah.
Now, Mao Tsujiyama, he's Asian, right?
Yep.
How many people did he serve it to?
Five.
I don't believe that. One, two at the most, but not five, baby. Not that. I'm just saying.
Hold on. And what you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
What you trying to say?
Mal, baby, you and I both know you ain't got it like that. You can't serve five people.
Hey, he had the hole, he had the shaft, the testicles, and the scrotal skin.
I know some brothers that can't serve five, and I doubt if Mal can serve five. I'm just saying. Maybe he chopped it up into bitty pieces and put with some onions and some mushrooms and all that stuff. Maybe that's how the fat is. Some rice over a bed of rice. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
Now, supposedly, it was served with button mushrooms and
what I say,
parsley.
Yeah. Hey, look, did I call it? That means, you know, he kind of had to put some other stuff in there to make it look like it's a lot. You know.
Hold on, the thing is, five people actually showed up.
Yeah. And they ate Mal's testicles. I mean, they ate his genitals.
Yes. It's $250 a plate.
Wow. And those people, they get a special helmet, but they got to take their ass to another island. They give new meaning to the word eat a dick. I mean, they got to go. I mean, who the fuck pays to eat somebody's cock? Really?
Oh, I mean, but ain't that prostitution?
No, because prostitution is sexual. That wasn't sexual.
It's his penis.
but it wasn't sexual. Just because a penis is involved doesn't mean that it's always sexual. Like, they didn't pay to have any type of a sexual act with him.
I don't know. If you put somebody's dick in your mouth, is that not a sexual act?
It depends.
Oh, it depends on what?
I mean, this time it was chopped up.
So, hold on. I mean, but if we're going to be technical, you still had
dick
your
in your
dick
mouth.
In your mouth.
Okay, so if we look at it, dick in the mouth is sexual, that's prostitution because he sold his penis.
Right.
If we look at it that way, sure. But I just want to understand this. He cut his penis and his balls, his testicles off.
Yeah, because he had the surgery.
What surgery?
He had the surgery.
Oh, he want to be a woman now.
Yeah, he has no male genitalia now.
Oh,
obviously.
Okay.
He served.
Okay.
I'm just, who?
So he didn't cut it off. Somebody else cut it off and let him keep it.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. I figured, who the fuck can cut their dick off and still stand? That's what I wanted to know. But then, okay, all right.
Yeah.
No, okay.
And then I guess there's no law against cannibalism there. So.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah, they actually have pictures up too.
Dick soup, pick it up.
Dick on three.
Oh my God. Now cock surprise. Come and get it while it's hot. What the?
Yeah,
so with people.
I mean, who bought it? That's all I want to know.
It's 2012.
Who bought it? I mean, I don't know what else to say.
This is getting scarier and scarier by the day. You know it. I laugh at it, but it does worry me. It's like really freaking me out. All this stuff going on is crazy. And I'm like, it just made me wonder, like, am I going to be able to keep my mind together? Because so many people is getting affected by all of it. I don't know what it is that's happening to these people, but I just pray to God that it don't happen to me, because this is scary. Yeah.
I mean, because at first, I'm infatuated by the naked crime, but I mean, we just taking. I mean, a man sells his penis for a banquet.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't been this shook since they killed the guy with the magic penis last year.
I know. I was so upset by that. I'm still grieving for him. Because I was going to meet him in the jungle.
Anyway.
And we were going to relive. Well, I try to live out my
Anyway. I'm moving on to a conspiracy theory now.
Okay.
Is hanging out in the jungles of Africa. Searching for the
magic penis. Oh my goodness, what a time we could have had. But anyway, so.
there's a Texas honor student who was jailed for missing too much school. I guess a judge issued Diane Tran a summons for her excessive truancy, and she was arrested in open court, even though she's an honor student. I mean, for me, as a conspiracy theorist, I'm looking at it where it's lock them all up. You set the precedent with the smart one so nobody can argue. That's what it looks like to me. So they're going to start, you miss school, they're going to lock you up.
But I'm trying to figure out what's the point of locking them up. Like, the whole thing is they're missing school. So if you lock them up, won't they still be missing school? I thought the point was to get them back in school. I thought education was supposed to be the paramount thing.
Yeah. Yeah, as the judge in the case, Judge Lanny Moriarty, sucker, says, if you let one run loose, what are you going to do with the rest of them?
Wow.
This is an honor student.
But I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, obviously there have to be extenuating circumstances going on. If she's missing school, but she's still an honor student, there had to be other things going on in this young lady's life. And our guest is like, we don't give a fuck if you have a hard time or what's going on. We don't even care if your ass is getting good grades. If you don't go to school, you go into jail.
Yeah, she had a full-time job and a part-time job, as well as taking advanced and college-level courses.
So she was going to regular school, going and also taking additional classes and working two jobs.
Yep.
And an honor student on top of all of that.
Pretty much, yeah.
She's holding it all together. And she gets, okay, listen up, you dumb, I'm sorry, I don't want to call y'all kids dumb or ignorant or stupid, but listen up, kids that don't like to go to school, look at what they did to her. If you don't take your ass to school, I don't care if you skip every class or hang out in the lunchroom or the gym or wherever you got to, whatever you got to do, but take your ass into that school building, because that's the thing. They want to get you inside the system some kind of way.
There's no warrant. I mean, it's obvious that they going to get you in the system. I mean, you lock up someone who is an honor student.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't commit crimes. She just missed some classes.
Because she had to work two jobs. And that's crazy. It makes no sense. But, again, we can't try to explain away crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I asked that question. I mean, to me, it's a conspiracy theory. I think there's a bigger thing, bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
And it's coming down the line where they'll be coming after you and yours.
Right. Your kids won't even be able to be sick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, if you gonna have to have, you know, a doctor's note to prove that your child was sick. That's the reason why they stayed home from school for one day. You know, it's the kids going to school late. The parents are going to start going to jail. Now, they started this back, like, in the 90s, and they were doing it real heavy. They were actually taking kids to jail and taking parents to jail for this truancy, but they kind of slacked off on it. But now it's coming back full force. Why? Because we're, what, 18th in education in this country?
Something
in the world?
That may be too high.
You think that's too high?
Yeah. Kind of dumb here. I mean, they say 18th, but I'm thinking that they not really counting the people who aren't going to school. So
I mean, but we probably made it 18th because we're lowering tip, you know, the bar, you know, like lowering the thing for the test scores and all of that stuff, so people can make it in even though they actually fail. So maybe that's what makes us 18th, but really we're like 27th or something. I don't know, but I'm just saying we're like low. We used to be third in education in the world, and now we're ranked as 18th. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think education is what we're in it for anyway. I think we're just in it for irritation and who can, our blogger Chocolate says we're 25th.
We're 25th now?
Okay. Yeah, you got to move down a little bit.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so horrible.
I mean, no, if you think about it, I mean, it's what we do here. Hey, and story about a teacher who gave a third grader a catastrophe award in front of the class. The catastrophe award is for not doing your homework.
Wow.
Now, I asked the question. I mean, third graders are like 8 years old. The mama was obviously not that happy. You know, when her kid comes home with an award that says, your kid is a catastrophe. You know, you get the award for most excuses for not having homework.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't that happy. You know why? Because that's a direct reflection of her sorry ass. Because it's like third grade, you have to be involved in your kid's homework every single day in the third grade. And in order for a third grader to miss homework, you as a parent have to not be checking book bags, have to not be asking questions, have to not be talking to the teacher. So that's a reflection on the parent.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure she wasn't happy with it. Because it's hard to look at yourself and say, self, you fucking up.
True. Too true. Or you can just... you can just do like the cops did, and when they ticketed a man for dropping money on the ground after giving it to the homeless.
What?
They won't take no responsibility for it at all. I mean, for me, the school system is either or. I mean, obviously it's about the parents. Obviously. If you're not on top of your kids and your kid is getting a reward, the award for most excuses for not having your homework,
mm-hmm.
you are failing as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's a no brainer right there. That's like, you know.
Well, I mean, but see, and conversely, We have a situation where a man is ticketed for dropping money on the ground after giving it to the homeless. You know, the police directly gave him a ticket because he was helping a homeless cat.
They ticketed him for helping a homeless person.
Yep.
What did the ticket say? Like, there's a law against helping people now?
Obviously. He got a ticket for littering.
Wait, he dropped money on the ground. I'm pretty sure somebody picked it up, right?
Yeah. He gave it to the homeless cat who dropped it. Yeah. See, these two things go hand in hand. See, because you have parents who don't think education is important,
mm-hmm.
these kids grow up to be police people who, instead of looking at real crimes,
mm-hmm.
are following behind people who are giving money to the homeless and giving them tickets. Because we know 99% of that is interpretive. I'm not pulling over anybody who gave money to the homeless. I don't think that makes you suspicious.
I think this.
But only a dumbass wouldn't know that.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what town has a law that says that you can't help homeless.
It was littering. The ticket was for littering.
How is it littering if it's giving? So if I'm walking along and I drop my purse and things fall out my purse and I pick it back up and put the stuff in my purse, I'll get a ticket for littering because paper fell out of my purse onto the ground.
See, once again, here you are trying to make sense out of it.
I know. I'm just pissed. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it's stupid.
Right. And you need to understand that. It is stupid. And the more you try to make sense of it, the more you don't make sense.
So that's how I keep myself from becoming crazy like them. If I just don't try to make sense of it, I'll stay framed in my right mind.
All right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, trying to understand what doesn't make sense will make your head hurt.
Yeah.
You'll get the headache of your life.
Yeah, so I think I'm good.
You want to chill. You want to party. So with that, we're going to go on break here. This is Gangstar Dwick. Hey.
back like a pimpin' soldier. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll take this, I'm kinda dangerous. She wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Many of my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. The brother who will make you change opinion. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Jump full guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props than Stunts and Bruce Willis. A poet like Blackman Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway. Leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got eight. Clips I've inserted into my gun so I can take the money, never have to run.
With your host, Mr. F the Ill Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Gangstar, the Witch.
Love that song.
You love it?
Yeah, in college, I did a finger roll layup during a college all-star organization basketball tournament. Every college, ASU in San Diego, we all got to play against each other.
Okay.
Got to shake them up, put them down. And in the meanwhile, they was playing the hip-hop. And Dwight came on. I was like, I'm scoring. But it is.
You were your shining moment in the world.
Yeah, that was my shining moment. I did the finger roll on Dwight. What? I'm done. I don't need to shoot no more. Anyway. Speaking of shooting... Wisconsin, there's a recall debate. Though you don't know, Scott Walker, who is the governor in Wisconsin, the guy who been such an ass to the people. I mean, he's done the unthinkable and gone after all the unions. I mean, he repealed the whatchamacallem laws. I want to say whatchamacallem because it's stuck in my head. He's done a lot of divisive things where he's attacked the unions. He repealed the laws where you as an individual can sue against corporations who lay you off unjustly. I mean, he's done a lot of things. And one of the mayor, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, has gone after him the last two debates. You know, like, hey, you know, it's some corruption. You repealed the equal pay enforcement law. and out-of-state fundraising, because obviously it's an agenda where they want to make sure that there's no equal. I mean, who's not for equal pay?
Right. Come on now.
Yeah, and so my thing in following this is I want to see, will the people in Wisconsin vote this cat in, or is it going to be the same? I mean, it's a referendum to me on the people of Wisconsin, because obviously he is not serving the needs of the little people. He's serving the needs of the big people. So if y'all vote his ass back in,
you deserve what you get, babe.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I remember recall got us Arnold Schwarzenegger here in California.
Wow. Now, he sounds like a candidate for a bullet. That's what he sounds like to me. I mean, I ain't suggesting nothing. I'm just thinking. People like him don't usually make it too far. You know?
Oh, I mean.
They make it far enough to hang themselves and then, you know.
Well, you know, he's a hero in the Republican Party, so. And
of course, all crooks and murderers are heroes in the Republican Party. Remember?
Yeah.
That's our old world in the Republican Party.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't understand how there isn't more dissent. I mean, obviously, this is a guy who doesn't care about you at all and your needs. And I've always marveled at folks who will vote against their own interests. I struggle with, like, you go against your own interests. And part of it is greed. I understand, because people vote against their own interests because they feel like one day I'm going to be able to fuck over people.
That's the whole thing. It's like, yeah, you vote against your own interest because whoever has the biggest bag of money wins, basically.
Yeah, but the greed in you is saying that one day I'm going to be that person.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be the logic, right? Because
I've done enough favor by voting against things that, you know, voting for things that I don't agree with. You know, so when it's my time, everybody is more than likely they're going to be on my side. There is no honor in thieves. The first rule of being a criminal is you don't supposed to trust nobody. So,
well,
you trust nobody. All of you are crooks. So how can you trust another crook?
There's no honor in nothing. I mean, you know, I try not to talk about, you know. Well, I'm lying. I talk about racial stuff all the time. but I, you know, in Florida, there was a guy who was naked, but he was eating another man's face. Rudy Eugene, he was eating a man's face. The police told him stop. He wouldn't, and the police shot him.
Several times.
Yeah.
And he, what did he do?
He's growling, and, I mean,
he growled at him and turned around and went back to eat the man's face.
Right. I'm like, he's eating another person. That, to me, is if that's not a just say no to drugs commercial, I don't know what is. Because there's only two possibilities. He is high on something that he should have never mixed, or he was possessed by something.
Yeah, you see, you always go with the logical, you know. You feel that he was high, I feel, you know, I always go with the spiritual side, and I feel that he was under the control of something or he was possessed by something. Like, I don't, you know, it's just, I don't know. When I heard about this story, I couldn't even watch the video. I was so scared. I read the title, and the title alone just really freaked me out. It took me the longest to actually read the story, and then I still couldn't click the play button to watch the video. And I was like, this is just, I know we always joke about 6 months left, 2012, but this is another sign. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's wrapping up. It's becoming crunch time. It's getting towards the end. Because
Hold on. So are you saying 100? We got 6 months left. You on the record and saying we got 6 months?
I'm on the record. I've been on the record like the last 17 shows. No, I'm just playing. But I'm just saying this right here. If you don't believe, then what is it going to take for you to believe that this world is going to hell in a handbasket? Something is certainly wrong. When a person is either that high or that out of control or under the influence of something or someone else, that they eat another person's face, get shot several times, and turns around and growls and then continues to eat a person's face, that's crazy.
But is it crazier than Mao Tsujiyama, who had people who willingly ate his
I don't think it's crazier. I think they're crazier because they consciously made the decision to eat a man's penis.
Sauteed.
You know, but cannibalism is not something that, you know, that we're not familiar with. You know, but I think it's just the shock factor at a person just attack a person, biting their face off, and the fact that he was shot several times, didn't die, growled at him like a wild animal, and kept doing it. And it's like they were scared to, you know, they're like, what are we going to do? Bullets can't even take him down, so what are we going to do with this person?
That's why I say he's higher possessed. Either way, I my stomach can't take too much more of this. What else my stomach can't take too much more of? You know, they're talking about old Christopher Columbus, Crispo, whatever you want to call him. I guess they're talking about how they're examining his Jewish roots, and it brings me to the subject. Like, okay. They talking about his customs and the things that he did that were Jewish. And I'm saying, so are they claiming his slave trading?
Of course not.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus was a major slave trader. Yeah, I mean, aside from the fact that y'all believe that he discovered a place where millions of people already live, besides that point, the fact that he was a prolific slave trader and sold our people, rounded them up and sold them by the bundles, and we supposed to be celebrating this guy.
Because what are we celebrating? Because what?
I mean, you know, I just need a time machine. You know, if I had access to a time machine 100, we'd be going back in time, and I mean... I wouldn't take people out. I would go to the Native Americans. Hey, dog, check this out. I'm going to show you something. It's going to look crazy. But all of y'all get killed.
Right.
So as soon as these people land on the boats, you might want to take them out first.
Right. I mean, I wonder sometimes, like, if there was any, you know, anybody who rebelled. Like, say, for instance, you know, everybody is thinking, hey, yeah, they're so nice to us. They're coming, you know, they're friendly, you know, but you know, I wonder if it was like a Mr. F the N word and a Miss 100% back then that said, we don't trust these motherfuckers. And they didn't listen to
them. Yeah, of course they did. But, you know, the people who would say that, yeah, you can't trust everybody or you can't trust these new people are the people who ignore it till it's too late. As always. No biggie. I'm just stuck on the fact that they're like, oh, Christopher Columbus's Jewish roots. I'm like, so we are talking about the financing of the slave trade, the Jewish connection.
Right, right.
I'm talking about.
We had a story a couple months ago where there were some Mormons that were baptizing. Wasn't he one of the people that they were? Something about baptizing, even
yeah,
though
they were supposedly baptizing
dead people.
Dead people of the Jewish faith. And I'm like, look, y'all can both hang out with each other. I mean, whatever. I don't quite understand what their deal is. I mean, one, the whole chosen people. And a loving God is going to choose y'all over everybody else? No, fuck you and everything you stand for. And the whole Mormon thing, I mean, for me, I think most black folks is mad not only because they can't be Mormons, but they're saying, okay, we can't be Mormons and practice your faith. Why black people can't have multiple wives, multiple husbands?
Right.
Why can't? Sounds like haters to me. And on that note, you don't want us? We don't want y'all either. God damn it. That's the reason why we don't have a time machine. Because we went back in time and we wouldn't have let y'all asses. We can go back and rectify.
The guy on Craigslist has won $3,000 if you a man. Call Greg from Craigslist. He will pay you to go back in time.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Although, what if that happened and they actually did go back in time and that's the reason why it's like it is now?
Yeah, They went back in time and did something and messed everything up for us here and now.
The thoughts. And on that note, for Miss 100, the queen of the little people, I'm F the N word with Smooth Drama, and we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got Smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.